Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, on this evening, wherever you may be, I want to say Shabbat Shalom, family. To our new listeners in Ghana, we welcome you, and we pray that this ministry blesses you there and that you use it to spread the word on the continent. This has been a prayer of mine from the very beginning that we reach those on the continent of Africa, and we seem to have a toenail hold on the continent now. And I pray that this ministry spreads, that the Most High blesses it to spread. continent of Africa, where a lot of the lost sheep of the house of Israel still are. And so Yah is good and greatly to be praised, and the technology that he is giving us to use, we want to use it to the best of our ability to his glory. I'm heavy in my heart right now, you know, for one of my siblings, a brother of mine. So I'm going to ask if you guys will pray for our family as we go through this. I don't want to say what it is at this point, but just trust that it hurts me deeply what has happened. Nevertheless, the work must go on, and our Elohim is good, and he's greatly to be praised. And we just want to make sure that we maintain focus on him, because, you know, the scripture says, save yourself from this untoward generation. So on this morning, we had a good time with the precept with Brother Isaiah bringing about blood family. And, you know, that the Most High really does not want us putting blood family before him. You know, and we've already been through these precepts before where it says, if you love brother, mother, sister, husband, wife more than you love him, then you're not worthy to be his disciple. So that precept was a reminder of those things. And you know, someone had asked me to do a precept on substance abuse, more or less. And when I had previously done this precept, that came from a completely different angle, because as I tussled with this today, and I was asking the Most High, what is the root of this substance abuse? And, you know, showed me a few things, and he showed me the root cause as well. And after we pray in and we do the things that we are supposed to do, I think that this will be a blessing to a lot of us, because this is steeped deep in spiritual warfare, and it's steeped deep in a very strong spirit. And this spirit seems to have invaded and is pervasive throughout this entire society, really throughout all of mankind. So I pray that we have an open heart, and that we are able to hear it, what thus saith Yah concerning this thing, because my mind was to look in a totally different way, and as he had me to look into the scientific things behind these particular this particular subject, the whole spiritual aspect of it opened up, and the root cause of it. So let me have the ladies to cover their heads, the men to uncover their heads. Let us turn toward the east, toward Jerusalem. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Let us do our statement of faith first. Then we will pray in and read our scriptures as we always do. Our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine, and for reproof, and for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. I believe there is one Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I am a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High hand clap of praise today, this evening. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We honor you, Father. I praise you. With everything that is within me, Yah, I bow down before you, and I give you your due. Hallelujah. You and you alone are Elohim, Father, and hallelujah. I don't want to worship anything else other than you, Yah. I don't want to put myself down and lie down before anything other than you, Father. Hallelujah. I don't want to put anything before you, Father. Hallelujah, for truly, you are the Most High Elohim. And all glory, praise, and honor belong to you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We give you glory and honor and praise. Hallelujah. Let us raise hands, holy hands, to the Most High Elohim. If we're not already facing east, let's face east. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to come together and to break bread and to observe your Shabbat, a day of rest that you have ordained, that your people should keep perpetually throughout all time. Father, we ask that you would forgive us our sins, as we forgive those that have sinned against us. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, but that you deliver us from evil. We ask that you hold not the iniquities of our forefathers against us, for they are all gone by the way of the grave, and we are still yet here, seeking to keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments, in spirit and in truth. Father, you have said that your people Israel have done wickedly, and that we walk contrary to you, and that you have walked contrary to us. You have said that if we would but just turn from our wicked ways and not complain about the punishment that you have placed upon your people Israel, that you would once again turn your eyes and your ears toward your people. So, Father, we acknowledge that we have walked contrary to you and that we have done wickedly. And we repent of our sins, and we won't complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world. But our testimony will be, this is what happens to you when you disobey the Most High Elohim. Father, we pray for Israel that is asleep, that you might wake them and give them an unction to come and keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. We pray for Israel that is awake, that you may give us a meek and a humble spirit, the spirit of love, for you are love. Now, Father, as we go to work in the kingdom, we ask that you will smile upon this work, and that you will give us favor in all that we do. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. Let us go to the book of 1 Kings. The book of 1 Kings chapter 8. And we are going to get verse 46. We're going to start in verse 46 rather than that. And then we're going to go to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. The book of 1 Kings chapter 8, starting in verse 46. If they, Israel, sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captive unto the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land whether they were carried captive, and repent and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captive, saying, we have sinned, and have done perversely, we have committed wickedness, and so return unto thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward this their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, and the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which thou hast built for thy name. Then hear thou their prayer and their supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause. And forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carried them a captive, that they may have compassion on them. For they be thy people and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be open unto the supplication of thy servant, and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee. For thou didst separate them from among all the people of earth to be thine inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Yah, Elohim. Let us hear the conclusion. We are now in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment, whether with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. Now, substance abuse. This is, on the face of it, when we hear substance abuse, the first thing that comes to our mind is drug abuse. And in the dictionary, that is one of the definitions. But when you break this thing down into its words, substance and abuse, you find out that a substance is anything. Everything is a substance. So substance can be anything and everything. And then when you say abuse, you say using it either improperly or abusing it or using it to an extent that it was not intended to be used. And that could be anything and everything. Everything is a substance. And so this doesn't just apply to drug abuse. This is a term that they have coined by the law generically so that they can actually say that you can abuse anything, because they can declare anything to be a substance. We have just equated it with drugs, but it could be with human beings. It could be with power. It could be with the law. It applies to any and everything. Now, one of the things that I looked at, that the Most High had me to look at with this, let me just do it this way. Let's go to what I had written concerning this. When we understand that a substance by definition is anything and everything, you can say that the liquid on the floor is of the substance dishwashing detergent, or of the substance water, or of the substance Clorox. The substance is just a generic term for whatever it is. So let's go to the book of 1 John, chapter 2. The book of 1 John, chapter 2, and we'll go at it this way. The book of 1 John, chapter 2, and we're going to get verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Everything that we do fall into one of these three things. It's either going to be the lust of our flesh, which is what most, not all substance abuse falls into. But it speaks toward, in that verse, it speaks toward this euphoria that we get from abusing something. That's why we abuse it. We abuse it because what I have found is that it gives us pleasure. We do it because we like to do it, and it gives us pleasure or euphoria. So as I said, that word substance and substance abuse together, if you look in the dictionary for or substance abuse. They actually have it as like a word, but it's excessive use of drugs such as alcohol, narcotics, or cocaine, use of a drug without medical justification. Now, that's one form of substance abuse, but as I have defined to you, a substance can be anything, food, drugs, power, money, human beings, anything. So anything that you use excessively, not the way it was intended to be used, or without justification, is abuse. Now, let's look at this definition. We looked at the definition for substance, and really the definition for it really is, when you read through all of them, it comes down to it can be anything. So we don't want to be, you know, try to appear to be too smart. I like simple. I like it where I can understand it. Simple. Let's look at the definition for euphoria. Euphoria. A feeling of well-being or elation. A feeling of well-being or elation. Okay. It's also another form of, or you could say a derivative of pleasure. So when people use drugs, when they are addicted to sex, alcohol, food, whatever it is, even to the point of killing people. When I was in the military, there are guys that come back from war. One of the problems that they had is they became addicted to killing people, and it gave them pleasure, euphoria. And the thing with this is, since a substance can be any and everything, different people get high, get feelings of well-being or elation or pleasure from all kind of different things. That's why a person with a food eating disorder, when you get down to the root of it, they get pleasure from eating. When you get down to an alcoholic, the drinking and the feeling that it gives them pleasure. The same way with drugs or weed or cocaine. The use of it, the root of it is, it gives them pleasure, euphoria. Now, the longer you use something, the less that euphoria may be, but it's still the root cause of why you're doing it. That high. It makes me feel easy. It gives me, it relaxes me. So forth and so on. It's pleasurable to me. This is the root of these things. So we have to understand that this is the spirit behind it. The spirit of pleasure. Euphoria. Feeling good, safe, not having any worries, relaxed. It's all from this one root spirit, pleasure. And so when we understand that, then we understand what we are dealing with, what we are dealing with. So let's look at this definition of abuse as a noun. A corrupt practice or a custom, the buying of votes as an example, and other election abuses, the improper or excessive use or treatment. That would be the misuse of something, like a drug. They say, oh, you only supposed, you know, you got this, let's say this narcotic, supposed to help you sleep. But then it says take half a tablet or take one tablet once a day at bedtime, and you start taking it 3, 4, 5 times a day. That's misuse of it. That's abuse. Language that condemns or vilifies, usually unjustly and angrily, would be a form of abuse. Somebody is, you know, talking bad about you, saying you ain't this, you ain't that, you all you are is this in a negative way. That would be a form of verbal abuse. So they're using it to an extreme. Used to be that this word abuse meant also to deceive someone. Now, it's not more so used that way today, but in the original context of it, and probably the way that it was written in Scripture, this deception or to deceive people or to be deceitful is a form of abuse because, you know, people really want other people to be truthful with them. And it's when we can't trust people because they are conniving, they are deceptive, that it becomes abusive. And today, people will lie to you in a heartbeat, lie to you to deceive you, lie to you to just because they can lie. And it's deception. That's the reason that they're lying. I don't want you to know what I'm doing or what I'm saying or what I'm about to do or something. So rather than just say it ain't none of your business, they'll tell you a lie. Or rather just not just saying anything. This word abuse as a verb, to put to a wrong or improper use. The act of abusing. The act of actually doing these things. So when we're talking about substance, substance can be anything, and we're talking about abusing it, then we're talking about using it or doing it in such a way that is not proper or the way that it was not intended to be used. Let's continue here. The reason that a lot of people lie, and they have no reason to lie, the truth, the root of it is, it actually gives them pleasure to do it. They feel like they got away with something. And the root of all such substance abuse is that pleasure. In some way, form, or fashion, it makes the abuser feel some type of euphoria or pleasure. And when we say that we do it, you know, we do it to relax because that is the state that we want to be in. That's the, you know, euphoric. We want to be relaxed. We want to be euphoric. And it's pleasurable to us to be that way. And so these things are, this is steeped in that. Let's go to the book of 2 Timothy. The book of 2 Timothy. So I want you to write it down, underline it, do whatever you need to do. But the root of all substance abuse is the spirit of pleasure or euphoria. And maybe you don't get as high as you used to get or euphoric as you used to get, but that is the root of it. Don't care what it is, whether it is a abuse of food, you just can't stop eating, and you say, oh, I'm depressed or whatever, and it makes me feel good to eat, or whether it's alcohol, or whether it's marijuana, cocaine, crack, sex, it doesn't matter. As I looked at this thing and the Most High showed it to me, the root cause, the root of it is we do that thing because it makes us feel good. It brings us pleasure. It gives us euphoria. And when we first were doing it, the impact was great. What I mean by great, it was another word for great, as in volume, much, abundant, brought us abundant pleasure, abundant highness. You know, when you first start smoking weed, if you've ever smoked weed, when you first start smoking it, the effects of it, it's the same over time, but it's lesser. But when you first started doing it, that high, and you were tripping and doing all this other stuff, or you drinking, getting drunk, and that euphoric feeling until you start getting sick to the stomach, or crack cocaine or heroin, or when we become addicted to sex, it's because of the pleasure in it. Power, the same thing. It's all, the root is the same. And when the Most High showed me that is the root of the spirit. That is the spirit at the root of all this, pleasure. And so that's the spirit. If you are addicted to something, if you are abusing some substance, I don't care what it is. Doesn't matter at this point. Because, see, everybody doesn't get pleasure from the same things. So everybody can have their own vice. Oh, you know what? I love smoking cigarettes. It relaxes me. Makes me euphoric. Gives me pleasure. Or I like taking that drink. Or I like rolling a blunt. Or I relax by having sex. It doesn't matter. The root of all those things is pleasure. And in all of us, at some degree, somewhere, we might suffer from this, from one or many different things. The thing of it is that we're not supposed to be doing it. Doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter how we justified it to ourselves. As children of the Most High, we're not supposed to be doing it. The Most High is supposed to be our high. He's supposed to be our pleasure. If we can understand this, and what we have done is replaced him with these things. So we're going to read that. We go for these things because we're looking for a certain feeling, a certain escape. And the Most High is really saying in the scriptures that he's supposed to be that thing. He's supposed to be that escape. He's supposed to be everything to us. So I want us to understand that it doesn't matter, because a substance can be anything. So I don't have to name the thing. You name the thing, whatever it may be. And understand that if you know that you weren't born doing it, if you know that it's not required to live this life, if it's not for medical reasons, and specifically for medical reasons, not self-medicating, because a lot of us do that. We will self-medicate. We will find a reason that, oh, I need this for this reason, outside of the root cause, that the root cause of it is that it made you euphoric. It gave you pleasure. So then we will justify it, using it for other reasons. But as the children of the Most High Elohim, it's replacing him. I just want you to know that. It's replacing him. And the impact and the effect that he's supposed to have on your life. This spirit of pleasure. So, and I may not be before you long tonight. As I said, this is not the way I traditionally have presented this. And the way the Most High gave it to me today, and this is today, because, you know, I was going through, like I said, the scientific definitions of all these different addictions. And then he just showed me this common thread, pleasure. That's the common thread. And when you go look these things up, it'll tell you that alcoholics are alcoholics because at some level it gives them pleasure. Drug addicts are drug addicts because at some level it gives them pleasure. Thieves are thieves because at some level taking something gives them pleasure. That's that common thread through everything. these addictions, these this substance abuse, abusing something. So substance, as I say, can be anything. So all you got to do is put the substance that you're using, whether it's food, power, sex, drugs, alcohol, whatever it is, just put that in the place of the word substance. And then the root of that, at its very core, is pleasure. And understanding what the root of it is, then we can begin to fix it. Because see, a lot of times we do things and we are hitting the symptoms. We're trying to cure the symptom of the issue. You got a cold, and so you take something to stop your nose from running. But that's not really the cold. That's a symptom of it. The cough is a symptom of it. If you want to get rid of the cold, then you got to get rid of the virus that's causing those symptoms. So with this, the root is pleasure, the spirit of pleasure. And for everybody, different people, different things can bring them pleasure. You might say, well, how do you get pleasure out of that? I don't know. How do you get pleasure out of that? And then when we find that other people get pleasure out of it, then we hang together and we get the same pleasure. We start making that a relationship and a community within itself. We get high together. Oh, we just bed buddies. Or we thieve together. Whatever it is, we find people of like mind that are infected with the same type of pleasure we are infected with. So I pray we can hear this. This is what the Most High showed me concerning this. Because it is the root. And it is what has to be dealt with. So let's go to where did I say we were going? 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting in verse 1. And we're going to read these things, and we know that these things are true. But there's a certain aspect of this that I want us to pick up on. Okay, 1 Timothy chapter 3, starting in verse 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded. Now, this is the part I want us all to pay attention to, because this is really where when I look at all these things, people are that way because it gives them pleasure to be that way. And then the Most High says it right here. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of Elohim, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. I want to let that soak in for a minute. Because as I said, it doesn't matter what it is. All those things that were named in those verses, and some things that weren't named in those verses, all comes down to being lovers of that thing, which is the root of it is pleasure, more than lovers of Elohim. This is what we have to understand. Say we love him all we want. But when he said, hey, if you love mother, brother, sister, or anybody more than you love me, and then he's naming these things, if you love these things more than you love me, you're not worthy of me. So we could actually take all these things and everything else and lump it up under substance abuse. And then at the end, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of Elohim. Because these things give us pleasure. When a person is boastful, they're boastful because they like it. It gives them pleasure. It makes them feel powerful. I mean, you can apply this to any of that stuff. But the root is pleasure. Makes me feel good to do it. Makes me feel good to see you down like that. Makes me feel good to see you go without and I have more. Makes me feel good to take advantage of you and feel powerful because I tricked you into to giving me what you didn't want to give me. Gives me pleasure. Doesn't matter. That's what the Most High has shown me. It doesn't matter. That is the root spirit, pleasure. How it makes us feel. And so we do those things because they give us pleasure. They give us euphoria. And then we can justify it. We can use any excuse we want to after that to justify when it doesn't give us the same level of pleasure, but we've gotten hooked to whatever pleasure it's giving us. Because anything that you do a lot, it's like you become desensitized to it. The more you do it, the less effect it has on you, but you still have an effect. It still has an effect on you, but just not as great as it did when you first started doing it. And the bottom line is, the Most High says that you're loving it more than you're loving him. You know, one of the things that I found that, let's say, with people that smoke weed, and I used to smoke weed. I've confessed to this, drink, smoke cigarettes. One of the things, I have to say this, one of the things that I know for a fact and that I can testify to, that once the Most High filled me with the Ruach HaKodesh, I didn't want anything else that made me high. Not even to taste wine. I mean, a little bitty quarter of a cup of wine, if I drink it right now, if it's straight wine, I drink it, it'll give me a buzz, and I am not comfortable with it. Whereas before, I used to seek that out. When I used to smoke weed, I used to seek that high, and the munchies it would give me, and the trips that I would go on in my mind to any and everywhere. I used to convince myself that I love smoking cigarettes. It made me feel good. When I really found out, I hated smoking cigarettes, but I was doing it at first because my friends were doing it. But at the end of the day, I didn't like doing it. But after the Most High filled me with the Ruach HaKodesh, his spirit, had no desire for those things. And to do it made me feel weird if I were to even think about doing it. So the like I said, the closest I got to it was I bought some red wine. You know, and I'm saying, oh, we're gonna drink this because it's good for the blood. And I'm talking about one of those little children's 8 ounce cups or 4 ounce cups. Not even that full, not even halfway of that. Drank that and got a buzz. And I was not comfortable. I never drank any of that wine again. At all, period. So I understand what the Most High is saying here. He's supposed to be our high. He's supposed to be our pleasure. He's supposed to be that thing in our life that relaxes us, that gives us euphoria, And there's nothing like being high off the Holy Spirit. There's no feeling like that. There's nothing like knowing that you know that you know that you know that you know that Yah has accepted you. Like, there is nothing that can explain that feeling. And so this is what he wants for us. And he don't want nothing else replaced, nothing us doing, nothing else that gets in the way of it. And the root of it is the spirit of pleasure. Now, some of us will go take it to the point that we're going to go overboard with it. Like, really, really be addicted and abusive of it. You know, we'll tell ourselves, oh, we have better sex when we're high, when we smoke some weed. Because that weed heightens the experience and heightens the pleasure, or the alcohol, or the cocaine, or the crack, whatever it is. People use that to continue doing what they're doing, to justify doing it, because they feel something tangible out of it. I hope I'm helping somebody tonight, because this is the root of that. When people who have, let's say that they have glaucoma, people who have glaucoma, when they smoke weed, it doesn't get them high. It relieves the pressure in their eyes, but it don't get them high. So for them, they have a valid medical use for it. It really is helping something other than bringing them pleasure for the sake of pleasure, for the sake of euphoria. That's just an example. So I'm not against all pharmacia or pharmaceuticals. There are things that are designed to actually relieve pain. It's a medicinal reason. But when we're using it to escape, when we're using it to bring us euphoria, because we like the feeling that it gives us, and if we combine it with other acts, it heightens and enhances those acts, whatever they may be, then we're really using it for the wrong thing. And the Most High says the root of it is to receive pleasure, euphoria. And that we become lovers of that pleasure and that euphoria, more than lovers of Him. So we're supposed to not be doing it, but we still do it, and then we justify it. I pray we can hear this. I won't be before you too much longer tonight, because, as I said, I really wanted to know what the root of this was and how to help us in it so that we can come out of it and, these are fortresses in a lot of people's lives. I mean, I know that what I'm bringing to these fortresses is dynamite. Some of them I need a nuclear bomb, because that fortress is just that well fortified in our minds, in our hearts, in our spirits. But trust that Yah has said that you love that thing more than you love Him. If all it's doing is, if it's not serving a medical reason, because it's not going to give you that euphoric feeling. It's going to relieve that medical problem, but you're not going to be high from it. And so we have to understand this. Let's continue. Let us go now. So understand, let's read that verse again. So I want to make sure we get this down in our spirit. Can't nobody make you do this but you. You have to desire. You have to desire the Most High more than you desire this thing. But if you understand what the root of it is, then perhaps you can do it. So, verse 4 again. I'm just going to read up to lovers of God. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, pleasures more than lovers of Elohim. Now, when I did the research on, I was actually going to do this from the standpoint of all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh. Start there. And all those things that we get caught up in this flesh, sex, drugs, alcohol, food. And then we have to get into the emotional aspects of it. And as I said, as I started digging those things out, one thing kept coming back as the root. The root for a person with an eating disorder is that it gives them pleasure, so they do it. And whatever it is, whether it's the taste of the food, the texture, whether they do it, they say, for comfort, whatever it is, the root of it is it gives them pleasure to do it. Then I went to alcoholism. Same thing. The root of it is that the alcohol becomes pleasurable. Looked up weed, same thing. Drugs in general that we use to alter our state. We do it because it gives us pleasure. It's like, okay. Then I start thinking about if it's power, if it's stealing, if it is whatever, no matter what I start applying this to, this spirit is behind it, the spirit of pleasure. So it might not give you pleasure to steal, but there's somebody out there that it gives pleasure to steal. And for the prostitute, doing it for money, but then she'll still do it for free. It's still that spirit of pleasure behind it. So it doesn't matter what you want to apply this to. As I say, a substance can be anything. Just put the word there, and it fits substance. And anything that you are using or abusing or using in excess or using improperly or replacing the euphoric feeling that the Most High wants to have in your life is not good. So you can examine your own lives. I don't know what each and every person is doing. But examine your own lives and say, why am I doing X? And not the drug X. Just X can be anything. Why am I so infatuated with sex that everything that I see, I equate it to sex? Everything that I see is a turn on sexually. Why is that with me? So you have to first ask yourself the question, why am I doing X? And be truthful and honest with yourself. And in the end, what it will come back to is, if you're being truthful with yourself, in the end it will come back to, I like doing it. It gives me pleasure. It makes me feel good. It gives me a feeling that I like. And Yah Elohim has says that we become lovers of pleasures more than lovers of Him. So this thing has gotten in the way. Whatever it is. Don't care how much you profess you love the Most High. Don't care how long you've been knowing him, how long you've been serving him. Don't care how much word you read. If this is an issue in your life, it's something that has to go. Because the Most High has said you cannot have anything before him. Nothing. Or no one. So we're wondering why we're struggling with that thing. Your struggle is you like it. It gives you pleasure. And then when it comes to your body, the temple of the Most High, you say, hey, you putting that thing before me. I pray we can hear this. This is the root of all substance abuse. Something about it brings you pleasure. Something about it makes you feel relaxed, comfortable, gives you joy, gives you a euphoric feeling. Whatever it is, that's the root cause. You like doing it, and it gives you pleasure. And if it's something that is you're doing to your body, to your temple, if it's something that you are taking because it alters your mind, it alters your feelings, and you're doing it every day. See, abuse is when we overly use something that we're not supposed to be using. See, we can say, oh, that alcoholic, their problem is they drink every day, and they're drinking a fifth or a pint every day. Whatever it takes for them to reach that feeling of euphoria, that's what they're doing. Oh, that crackhead, they're smoking that crack pipe. And they're breaking into people's houses to get their fix so that they can get that feeling of euphoria or that thief. It wasn't good enough to go into the store just to steal a candy bar. Now I need to graduate and steal TVs or break into people's homes because I like that rush it gives me that I might get caught. Or whether it's sex. And I like how many times I can get off or how many times I can get that person off, whatever it is that brings the pleasure. Just being real. Putting it where you can get it. So don't use something to justify continuing to do it because this is the root cause of it. Let's go to the book of Ephesians. We're going to start in verse 13. No, we're going to start in verse 1. The book of Ephesians, chapter 5. The book of Ephesians, chapter 5. The book of Ephesians, chapter 5, and we're going to start in verse 1. I'm going to give you guys a second to get there. Because this, we got to understand, this spirit, and some of us have it more than others, some of us go all the way to the spirit of lasciviousness. Just anything almost makes us euphoric if it's... sexual. And then the fact that we smoke weed just heightens it. Makes us vulnerable to that thing. And those spirits that are into those things, they know that. So So let's get together. Yeah, let's smoke a joint. Let's smoke a blunt. Already knowing that deep down inside, this joint has an effect on us. Heightened sexual arousal will make us do things that I won't say that we wouldn't be prone to do, because it's in us to do it. But it surely makes it easier, and it makes it more pleasurable. It even instigates it. And when we have been using it for that reason, when we roll one, we know that that's possibly an effect if the right person is around. So let's keep it real. The book of Ephesians, chapter 5. But you be ye therefore followers of Elohim as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us, and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to Elohim for a sweet-smelling savor, a sweet-smelling odor. When we love pleasure more than we love the Most High, do we really think that we smell good to him? That we are a sweet-smelling odor in his nose? We might think we are. We might hope we are. But he says, hey, we have made loving these pleasures more than we love him. I don't think that really going to smell too good in his nose. Let's continue. But fornication and all uncleanliness or covetousness, or I'm going to put this in here for our sake. Okay, see. Yeah, this is what I meant to bring up. So I'm going to bring it up here, and then we'll go back to the reading. One of the things that we as Hebrew Israelites, as Christians, as Messianic believers, one of the things that the New Testament teaches us versus the Torah is the spirit of the law. The spirit of it. So if we can't read it, we'll say it ain't there. Oh no, I can't read substance abuse there. It ain't there. But the truth of the matter, in the spirit of the law, you could put substance abuse there. It's not just those things. It's anything that would interrupt your relationship with the Most High, that would make your smell to him not sweet. So we have a habit of, oh, it don't say specifically that, but in the spirit of it, yes, it does. In the spirit, in the intent of it. I don't want you to do anything that is not pleasing to me. So if I don't name it, don't you say, oh, that don't count because you didn't name it. This is the problem that Israel had from the very beginning. And they wanted to live in the letter of the law and not by faith. And by faith, we have to say, you know what? This actually really means this as well. I know you didn't say that, but it actually means that as well. In the spirit of it. The intent of it. So in the spirit of the law, we could put substance abuse, which a substance is anything, and not using it the right way or whatever, is abusing it. We could write it right in there. And know that we have to change something. Let's continue. But fornication and all uncleanliness and covetousness and substance abuse, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Now, we might think that's harsh. But, you know, if we are good at condemning everything else as long as what I'm not doing is mentioned. But in the spirit of it, just lump it up under substance abuse. Doesn't matter whether you're a wine bibber or you're gluttonous or you're a fornicator or you're an adulterer or you're a thief or you're hungry for power, you're thirst after wealth. Doesn't matter. All those things fit there. If they are negative, not godly, if it comes from the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, or the pride of life, if it comes out of any of those three things, and just about everything is lumped up under those three things, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Don't do this.
No.
I'm just going to wait it.
No, who are you? Me?
Any of those things could have fit in there. So, let us continue. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and Elohim. When we are abusers of anything, when we allow those things that give us pleasure in a way that they alter our mind, they replace the Most High in our lives, the place that He wants to be in our lives. We can lump that all into this. And see, we'll read about the idolater and the fornicator and the covetous person and yada, yada, yada. We say, oh, it only applies to them. No, it doesn't just only apply to them in the spirit of the law. That's why I said most Christians don't have a good understanding of this book, because if they think they are not up under the law in the New Testament is way more stricter than the law in Torah. In the Torah, we live by the letter of the law. So you had to do exactly that thing and you were judged. But if it was a deviation from it, we had a problem because, oh, that's not exactly what it says. And the Most High says you got a problem because you can't walk in the spirit of the law. You know that thing is wrong. It's just a degree of what is mentioned, a different degree of it. And because it's a different degree, then you want a different judgment. But in the spirit of it is that exactly that same thing. So this has always been Israel's problem. Want to live by the letter of the law, but not by the spirit of it. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 6. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of Elohim upon the children of disobedience. When the Most High says that you are putting pleasures before Him, you are a child of disobedience. Because He said, don't have nothing before Him. So to do it, you are being disobedient. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for you were sometimes darkness, but now are you the light in Yah. Walk as children of the light. We want to have a form of Elohim. We want to have a form of godliness. But the Most High is saying, no. I want you to be like me. form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. With Yah, all things are possible. You looking for that high? You looking for that feeling of euphoria? Yah is saying, I'm it. But you done found something else to replace me. It says, you shall find me when you seek me. We hear this over and over and over again, with your whole heart, not a piece of you, not a part of you that you want to give to the bottle or to the needle or to the blunt papers. I forgot what they call them. Or to your sex organ. Or to your pride. Because all those things are stemming out of your desire for that feeling of euphoria that you are designed to get from me. And when you have that, can't nothing take its place? No weed, no alcohol, no narcotic, no person can take that place. Let's continue. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto Yah. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. You know, we can do a lot of things in the dark where we think nobody know or only a few people know. Those people that are like me know. We do it together. But it ought not be so. We have to put these things away. If we're doing them, we have to put them away. Because the bottom line is, and we're going to keep coming back to this, the bottom line is that you're taking pleasure, you're putting pleasures before loving of pleasures more than loving of Elohim. Which do you want? That's what you got to ask yourself. You want the pleasure? You want the euphoria? You want that feeling? Or you want the Most High? Because I trust you, as soon as you give it to Him, the high you're going to get, you're going to be a high that you ain't never had, that ain't going to never leave you. And everything else is, it's just not good enough. It's just not good enough. And you realize that this was a replacement. This was instead of. This was going to keep me from getting into the kingdom. And we're trying to do all we can to get into the kingdom. Would you let pleasure, the love of pleasure, keep you out of the kingdom? Say it even better. The love of pleasure for something other than Elohim. Would you let that keep you out of the kingdom? The choice is yours. Let's continue. Verse 13. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever does make manifest is light. Whatsoever makes manifest. Right now, we're shining a light on this thing called substance abuse. And we're bringing it into the light and showing you the root of it for what it is. Don't care what name you want to put on it. When you look at the underlying thing of it, you put it in the light. Oh, that's pleasure. And I'm loving pleasure more than I'm loving the Most High Elohim. putting it in the light where we can get it, where we can see it. Verse 14, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepeth. Because maybe you are asleep to it. Maybe you didn't really realize this, and maybe you were asleep to this fact. And when we are asleep, we are though we are dead. Because we ain't got no knowledge of it. We're not walking in life. And arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that they walk, that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. We know the days are evil. I know there's nobody listening to my voice that doesn't know that the days are evil. But maybe we didn't understand, didn't see it. Maybe we had hid this thing somewhere. Maybe we had forgotten. But you know, when I first started doing this, I did it for the pleasure of it. I did it for the high of it. I did it because it made me feel good. Doesn't matter what it is. Because we all receive different types of pleasure from different things. So don't try to justify yours over mine's, or me to justify mine's over yours. Truth of the matter is, if it's not that simplistic thing that is, let's say, the laughter of your child that gives you pleasure, he's not talking about that. He's talking about that thing that defiles your temple, that alters your mind, that is that you're using as a pacifier for your soul, for your spirit, for your emotions. That's what he's talking about. That thing. Wherefore, verse 17, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of Yah is. Underline that verse and underline the next verse. Because, see, again, we don't take this within the spirit of the word. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of Yah is. And be not drunk with wine. Be not drunk with substance abuse, wherein is access or excess. But be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Ruach. With the Ruach. This is what's supposed to be giving you that high. The Spirit of the Most High. This is what you have replaced with that pleasure. This is what's stopping a lot of us from actually receiving the Ruach HaKodesh. Because we refuse to give this thing up. We love it. We depend upon it. We justify it. And Yah says, get rid of it. And replace it with him. Replace it with his spirit. And I guarantee you, you're going to have a high that can't no high compare to, period. When you are just satisfied in your spirit, can't nothing really upset you. There's some things that, yeah, they get up under your skin. There's some things that happen that you can, you're sorry they happened. But nothing can't take away the joy that Yah gives you. So we're not going to be unnatural. We're not going to be at the point where, oh, nothing else in the world is going to affect us. It's not that way. But nothing can replace the joy that Yah gives us. No narcotic. No plant. no alcohol, no possession, no sexual act can replace Yah. It puts everything into perspective. So I pray that something was said tonight to whomever this applies to. I don't care if you are in Alaska or if you're in North America, South America, on the European continent, or on the African continent, in Australia, South America, North America, I mean South Pole, North Pole, the Eurasian continent, don't matter. Don't care where you're at. If there's something in your life that you have and are using it and didn't understand that the root of it is pleasure, because when you first started that thing, it gave you that feeling of euphoria. And you just did not want to let that go. But the Most High has said, He desires to dwell in you. And that He does not want to come into a house that has been defiled, that is unclean. And you have justified this thing in your life to continue to do it when Yah is telling you that the root of that thing is pleasure and you love that pleasure more than you love me. If there is something in your life that is that way, I pray right now with you and I agree with you. If you are agreeing that you need to let this thing go, I'm agreeing with you for the sake of the kingdom and for your eternity that Yah takes whatever that is, the desire for it, away from you. That you are able to put it away. And that it shall not give you any type of withdrawal. That it shall not give you a headache or make you sick or make you feel like you are missing something. That it shall have no adverse effect on you should you desire to give it up and to take the Most High. I'm going to agree with you right now. And where there are two or more that agree in His name, whatsoever we shall ask, He will do it for us. If you believe that, and this is what you desire, pray that right now. Yah, Father, take this from me. Remove it far away from me. As though I had never done it. That I might serve and worship you and you alone. That I might put no pleasure above you. These things we pray in Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen. All right, so that is the precept on substance abuse. If you need help, if you need deliverance, if you prayed that prayer, count it, do it, and say it without doubt. Because remember, if we pray and we doubt, He said, we ain't going to get what we want. I count it as done. You ought to as well. It is done. And I'm through with it. I will take Yah any day over anything else. So don't doubt it. Some of you right now, I hate to say this, but you might be going through your mind what you got to throw away. I just spent that money on X. Don't do that. Go ahead and let it go. I promise you, you won't miss it. And Yah will replace the money. But we have got to do better. And Yah has shown us the root of this thing, so we don't have to go looking for nothing else. Everything else is a symptom. It's an excuse. But the root cause is that pleasure that it brought us. Let it go. All right, amen. On tomorrow, Sunday, I have to start packing up my office so that I can have the carpet replaced. And so I'm going to be busy tomorrow packing. I got like 20 years worth of stuff in here. And what time is it? 7:27. Let me play a song. I need to use the bathroom. I'll be right back.
You provide fire. Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run, oh, I wanna run over.
All right. Let us, as we prepare to close tonight, let us go to the book of Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. The book of Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Elohim, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto Elohim, which is your reasonable duty. I promise you that if you praise him tonight, if you worship him, if you pour yourself out to him, that he will meet you where you are at. And whatever that abuse that you have, whatever that substance is that you're abusing, I promise you that Yah will take it from you. Prepare yourself as a living sacrifice before him, acceptable and holy. Turn it over to him. Doesn't matter what it is. And he will take it from you. All right. We will not meet again till Tuesday. Not going to do anything tomorrow or Monday. As I said, I need to pack my office, which is where I'm doing this broadcast from. Prepare it, you know, and reset it up in another place so that I can work and continue to do the work of the ministry. And so we will meet again on Tuesday night. I will send out ahead of time what that precept will be. We are getting ready for the feast days, for the new moons. I pray that you tell your friends, invite your family, understand that the new moon feast, the Passover, these are all days that Yah has proclaimed that his people should keep, and that he is allowing us to do a work during these feast days to the healing of the people, to our own healing and the healing of the people. So I pray that you invite people out. With that being said, may the Most High encamp his angels around you. May they keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember, Yah loves you, and I love you. Shalom.
One time, one. one time, push a butt. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishmaka, good vibration. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you. Cause without you, there's no me. I need a hand. Cause I'm just a man. You always there to teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahoo. Can I do if I don't?